Envy. It is a very strong means and a very important one in our advancement in spirituality. Also, in this world, we realize that it is impossible to advance without envy. A person looks at others, even if he once looked at the birds and he wanted to fly like the birds. He wanted to be like the fish in the ocean. With each and everything, first of all, we have to see it outside of us. And then our ego wants to have such qualities as well. And as much as the ego is developed in a person or in a nation, accordingly, we have more and more envy. And we have more possibilities to develop. Envy is a special thing that we lack nothing, we lack only what we see in others. We need to depict to ourselves how good it would be if we will have what the other one has. And then I'm envious of the other that he has it, and then this thing becomes lacking in me, missing. And this is why, without envy, it is impossible to advance. Why did we pick this topic, and now also, before the Congress? Because in order to increase the will to receive, to warm ourselves up, to put ourselves on fire, so that we will want more and more to reach our sublime goal, we need to acquire from each other desires in order to incorporate in them, in order to connect them together. And for that, we need envy. Envy is especially... Envy is especially revealed in human beings. In animals, it hardly exists on the level of the animate, on the level of the vegetative even less, and on the level of the still not at all. That is, in the development of the will to receive, it starts to feel what the other has, and even though he has no personal need for it, but because the other one is enjoying something, the will to receive also wants to get that in order to enjoy. This is why we see that envy, according to history, according to evolution, it developed slowly and gradually. There are peoples who have more envy, and those that have less envy, usually the more developed we are, we have greater envy, and this helps us to develop more and more. And what else can I say? If we see that we don't have a sufficient will to receive in order to advance towards the purpose of creation, in order to realize the purpose of life, the soul in each and every one, then we have a society, and each shall help his friend. In that also, that each one can show the other something that it would be worthwhile for the other one to be envious of and to acquire in order to also advance in his amplified will to receive. This is how he will make it greater, in order to actualize himself. So it's worthwhile to be envious as much as possible. And for us, the envy in our groups is a good envy. It's not a bad envy. Because each one should help the other to be more envious. Because by that, our will to receive grows, and we will be able to reach the our sublime goal faster. What else? In a group, we need, in a healthy way, in a correctly directed way, to grow with our envy towards one another, and with the correction of the envy. Through the envy, God forbid, I don't want to lower the other one if I see in him something that I do not have, but rather I'm happy to acquire from him additional desires, additional actions, and to be equipped with them as well. We also need to explain this to humanity and to teach humanity later on when we will learn how to correctly use envy. Envy usually would bring humanity to wars, to problems. So we need to learn between us how to correctly use envy, and later on how, that the whole of humanity should also use that. So that instead of wars, we will fight, in that we will rise above the envy, and that way we will advance towards our goal, our common goal. We instinctively realize that envy is a good thing and it causes development. And we also tell a child, look at how he's playing, look at what he's doing, go play with him, or look and do the same as he does. And we realize that envy is something that develops, that promotes. But that is in corporeality. In spirituality, it is several times more so, because we cannot acquire a spiritual desire from anyone. But only if we will look really well at our friends in the ten, and we will want to give to one another what each one has. We won't hold it inside, but to the contrary, as it says, each shall help his friend. That way we will advance through envy, lust, and honor, as it says that they bring a person out of this world. These qualities in spirituality actually work in order to bring us to a higher degree each time. This is considered that they bring a person out of the world, out of the state that he's in. This is called his world, to a higher state. If we do not develop through envy, then we don't discover that we need to correct something. But rather specifically, when we incorporate with each other and we start to acquire all kinds of qualities from each other, and it is good if we discover in the ten, when I look at my friends in the ten, and I'm envious that this one has this and the other one has that, I need more and more not to let myself rest or take some time off. I need and cool down. I need to warm myself up in order to acquire these qualities which I'm envious of the friends for, until they will also be in me, or ask of the Creator that he will also give them to me. And that way, with specifically those qualities that I acquire from the friends through envy, those qualities I will have to correct them. And the first correction is in that I want to acquire them, all of these qualities, and not by wanting that these qualities will disappear from the friend. No, I don't want him to go lower. To the contrary, I want to be among friends who are strong, who are greater, the more they are so. So I will be able to learn from that and to get from them these good qualities. And later on, once I already have these qualities, then I can turn to the Creator and correct them. That is, here we have a few things. The Creator is concealed, I cannot get anything from Him, besides the force of correction. But what to correct? This is when I get from the society their forces, and I ask from the Creator to make the, to do the correction. And this is how we rise. And also examine ourselves. Do we have envy or not? And only to the extent that I have envy in me for the qualities of the friends, to that extent I can advance. And otherwise I just fall asleep. This is in short. We can talk a lot about it because it is a quality that includes the whole of humanity, the secular ones, and us who are drawn to the revelation of the Creator, or those who are not drawn to it. Of course, those who are drawn to the revelation of the Creator should be concerned about how through envy each one of them will acquire such a great desire that he will be able to discover the Creator. He will be able to attain Him. Well, hopefully we will advance in such a way.
Good morning, dear beloved Rav. I really envy Rabash. The way he nullified and reached the degree of the Creator. I am very envious of you that you're dedicating yourself in the work for the sake of the Creator. Can I envy the Creator too, because I want to be like Him?
There's no problem. You can be envious of the Creator and want to be like Him, and indeed to be Adam means to resemble the Creator and to carry out all the actions towards humanity that He is performing. It's very nice. You have a good desire.
Moscow 6.
Каким свойством мне нужно завидовать в товарищах? А каким, может быть, не стоит?
In what qualities am I supposed to envy the friends and which not?
The fact that I see how much the friends have qualities by which they connect together, how much they are aiming themselves towards mutual bestowal, and how much they are constantly trying to reach bestowal towards the Creator. All of the qualities that are aimed towards the state of Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction.
Hai detto prima che tutti dobbiamo avere l'invidia. Qual è l'invidia positiva e l'invidia
negativa? Have you said that everyone needs to envy? What is positive envy and negative envy in the ten?
O si ferma?
Will it always continue to rise degree after degree, or at some point does it stop?
It does not stop, because you will be envious of the friends, then you will be envious of the great Kabbalists, then you will be envious of the angels, then you will be envious of the Creator. Truly so. Those degrees will come. But in the meantime, we should always see how through envy we warm ourselves up towards the spiritual goal.
Barur.
Is it clear? Kiev 1.
Dear Rav, I see the qualities of friends They're so great, and I'm envious of them. What does it mean that I'm correcting them? Because you said that you need to correct those qualities.
If through envy you increase the will to receive, then you have to use it, this will to receive, in order to bestow. This, all in all,
how can I use those desires in order to bestow?
You want these qualities to be in you. So then you connect with them, and together with them you work in a circle, in a ten, and this is how you correct it. You correct your inclinations so that they will be in order to bestow. The more you get from them, desires, intentions, and the more you correct them with a mutual usage together towards the Creator. That is all of our work. This is called, it shall help his friend. Everything that you get for your spiritual advancement, well, most of the qualities and intentions and the forces, you get them from the friends.
Let's say we have those qualities, we integrated in them, we integrated in the desires. What does it mean that we're correcting them relative to the Creator?
These qualities between, if you want to use them between you and the Creator, it is considered that you are correcting them. They are of the connection between you with all of these new qualities as well that you have acquired from each other. You want to turn with them to the Creator.
Kiev 3.
So that he'll do with them what?
We want him to correct them, to arrange them.
Kiev 3.
Good morning, Rav, World Kli. Everything starts with envy. Desires develop, and then what? What are the precise actions, the concrete actions that we can do so that in a conscious way we will receive the qualities like a candle from a flame?
You need to try each one to show the other how much he wants to reach bestow, connection, adhesion with the Creator. Each one should show this in all kinds of different manners to the friends, and then it shall help his friend.
Доброе утро, Рав. Доброе утро, товарищи.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Rav, how should I come to such greatness, such love of friends, so that I will only see the good, great qualities that are aimed to the Creator?
But look at them, the way that they relate to one another, how much between them they understand each other better and relate to each other better than how you relate to them. And you will see it. You will see it, and you will have envy.
Merkaz 1.
What deeds evoke envy in friends?
When I show the others how much I relate nicely and correctly to the society, I want to do everything that they want, so long as we will go together towards the goal. And for this, you don't need to be very wise. I mean, these are things that we have to understand from this world.
Rav, Raf, io sento che in realtà non ho un'invidia per la connessione con gli amici. Se un amico è più connesso, no, non sento.
I feel that I actually don't have any envy in the connection with the friends.
Se è per la conoscenza, per la saggezza, invece sì, sento più invidia. È utile questo.
But in context to the wisdom, the knowledge, I have more envy. Is that envy any beneficial for the ten?
Not so much. See, it's good. It's also good, but not so much. The most important is if we will be envious of the warm attitude between the friends and how close each one is to the others.
Belarus.
Rav, я понял, что завидую свойствам товарищей.
Rav, I understood that. To envy the qualities of the friends, in that I also acquire those qualities. I acquire only the good qualities or everything that comes from them.
In whatever you're envious of, this is what you acquire.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Доброе утро. Я вот еще записал в начале урока.
Good morning.
Что через зависть мы должны хотеть.
I wrote at the beginning of the lesson that through envy I need to want to transfer from one to another what is in the friends. Do I understand correctly that the envy I should use not just for the sake of myself, but also so that I will in some manner connect it to others? Does envy connect?
Yes, it's true. I need to use envy in order to awaken the qualities in others. Envy in itself is a quality inside of the will to receive. It is not a quality that the will to receive acquires within it. That is, through envy, I expand the will to receive. I use it in a special way, and therefore we should all develop it.
То есть, если я вижу какие-то...
When Rav Zusha talked to Rabbi Elimelech, his brother, in the end he talked about greatness. He said, I won't receive blows. Why should I be him like Zushi? When we're educating ourselves, how do we... Eventually, how does the envy awaken and why are we not beating ourselves up for not being like him but take from ourselves the right point?
Because through envy, we want to amplify the will to bestow. And in this, if we look at the friends, we're envious of the quality of bestowal that is revealed in others as greater. And this pulls me, it aims me towards correction. So, as it says, counters envy increases wisdom.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. We participate in some forms of projects in the World Kli. We can really be very easily envious of people we work with. And when you go back to our 10, it's very difficult to nullify ourselves before the 10. Is it right to envy outside of the 10 and not the friends inside the 10? Not working towards the envy.
I don't think that, it is true what you say, but I think that most of the envy should be in the 10. That we should be envious of one another, of how much the other appears to me that he is engaging in the spiritual work, in bestowal, in his duties, his roles in the 10, in other things, in a way that is better than me. And through that, I will have to calculate. So what do I have to do? I don't have the vessels to do it, the desires, the forces. Where am I? And then I'm concerned about the realization of it. through envy. Yes, go ahead.
And in order for me to envy the friend,
does
there need to be some force, something special?
In order to be envious of the 10, you have to be inside of the 10 to try to work with them, to be connected with them, and then you start to distinguish in them forces of bestowal, and you will start seeing them such forces of bestowal that they themselves do not discover in themselves, but you will discover them. Hebrew 10.
Thank you. Good morning, Rav. The question is, I envy the 10, but I am just remaining with that impression. What do I do with that? What does the person who's envious, what does he do? What's the work with that envy, or is it just enough to remain impressed by that envy? I can stay in it for a long time, but not move. It's like I'm seeing a movie about envy, and that's it.
I understand you, but this is a bad state, because you feel as an egoist that it's convenient for you to be among good people or concerned about the spiritual development, and you seemingly are on the same wagon as them. And that is not good. You need to reach envy towards them. Envy. Otherwise,
no, I'm coming to envy, but what do I do with that envy? What work does this envy need to push me towards doing? It's obviously connection, but my thing is that on one hand, like we said, I can feel envious and remain on that wagon, not do anything with it, like enjoy from it. That's kind of egoistically. But I feel like the envy needs to push me to some kind of work, to not just remain envious. That's not a state for anything.
So, you're not listening. If you are envious, then you are on fire. You're burning. You cannot enjoy envy. You must, the envy compels you to perform all kinds of actions in order to actualize that fire of envy. You see, this is how it is. It's a sign that you're not really envious. Rather, it's just good for you to be among these good people who are pushing the wagon, and you are also in that wagon advancing towards the goal. It is a lie. You're not advancing in any way. And unfortunately, according to what I hear, you're not correctly using the time.
Ashkelon 2.
Toda Rav.
Thank you, Rav. Until now, I am envious of the actions of friends, but I see that I don't succeed. I can't do what they do. But today, during the lesson, I understand that maybe I need to envy their force, their desire to bestow. Is that right?
Yes, of course. You look at what they do. You hear about, you know, what they do. You see it. How much they're connecting, how much they're bestowing, how much they're talking about their greatness and the greatness of the Creator. And you are seemingly on the side. So what are we going to do? You have to do anything possible in order to enter among them and together with them to reach the same attitude towards the spiritual work, like them, to incorporate in their surrounding light.
So there's really this very broad phenomena that I've noticed, where between envy and disregard, the distance is very not far. It's like you can see a friend that from importance truly arranged his life so that he will have a place for spiritual development. And then you can see his importance. On the other hand, you say, well, of course, he's going to invest in spirituality because his life is comfortable. It's convenient for him and he has time. How do you work with that?
We need to scrutinize more and more what exactly is the quality of bestowal, and not to get into all kinds of excuses that our ego brings us, and then we become righteous. Righteous, quote unquote. We have to be very careful about that. In many cases, a person can get into righteousness, show himself and others that he is holy, a saint, that he's performing such beautiful actions, etc. Here, what is required of us, all in all, is to enter the environment more. If I want to be certain that I am advancing correctly, am I more adhered to my environment, to my 10, more today than yesterday?
Moscow 7.
Rav, а что делать, если я из точки того, что я понимаю, что...
Rav, what should we do with the fact that I understand that what I'm supposed to be envious of, I stumble upon not being able to envy a certain friend. What am I supposed to do?
You don't have to reveal your envy to the whole world. Who says you have to do it this way? But if you want to help a certain friend, then you show him in a gentle way, in a subtle way, how much you are incorporated with the society, how much you're yearning to connect with them.
And
this is in order to evoke him, to stimulate him, not more than that.
To act in this?
Yes, to also act in that.
Is it more correct to want to be closer to the Rav than the rest of the friends, or to make friends closer to the Rav?
Closer to Rav means more and more to try to actualize what he advises us, because there's no physical closeness here. There's no closeness in anything, but only to hear what the Rav says and to try to do it.
That's it.
And you shouldn't be closer to Rav at the expense of the group, because everything that Rav says, you have to realize it in the group, in the 10, and not any other way.
В принципе, связи между товарищами, они есть, но только я...
In principle, the connections between friends are there. I just don't see them. How to learn to see these connections between the friends so that they will ignite me too? In this, if this connection is not clear in my eyes.
The envy in the friends will be revealed to the extent that you want to be on the same level of bestowal as they have between them. So try to be in bestowal between them, then this connection will be. Please, we're reading from the document about envy, selected excerpts from the sources, excerpt number 1 from Bala Sulam. It is the nature of the fire of envy to be general, encompassing all times and the whole of reality. This is because it is the conduct of envy. If one had not seen the object in one's friend's possession, the desire for it would not have awakened in one at all. You find that the sensation of absence is not for what one does not have, but for what one's friends have, who are the entire progeny of Adam and Eve throughout the generations. Thus, this force is unlimited, and therefore it is fit for its sublime and elated role.
אני לא רואה שאלות חדשות.
I don't see new questions.
נו נראה, אולי הולנד one.
Well, let's see, maybe Holland one.
Yes, good morning, Raf.
Good morning, Kos.
Concerning this envy, if I'm, let's say, aware of negative envy, can I use this, let's say, in a positive way? How can that be done? Because does it work in the same way as in faith above reason, to use it positively, a negative envy? How does that work?
נו, נגיד אני בא אליך, הביתה,
Let's say I come to your home and I see that you bought some new thing, some big mixer or some special unique coffee machine, and I'm envious. With that, I'm aware that this envy is not purposeful envy.
ואז אני מתוכה מתחיל לחפש.
And then from it I start searching what I need to envy you of. Because nevertheless, you are in your actions towards the Creator. Each of us includes desires and qualities that are different to others, each in a different way. So you're doing something in the Creator's work, in the connection, in the group, in a tendency towards the Creator and all kinds of things. You're doing something that I don't do out of your nature. But when I look at you and what you're doing and I'm not doing it, then I'm envious of them, those qualities. And then it causes a certain incorporation of mine and yours in mine. And this way we advance towards the goal. That's one of the means of one will help his friend.
Focus group.
Boker tov, Rav.
Good morning. Rough questions from the internet. I just want to tell you that indeed from the moment we start talking about envy, we have an attack here of many questions from the friends. So I'll tell you, I'll read a few of their questions with your permission. From Kabu 5, a friend is asking, I heard you tell Vlad that the moment that I will attain the desire from the friends, then we turn to the Creator. You know, for him to correct them and arrange them. What does it mean to correct them and arrange them?
That if I envy a friend and I see that the qualities and desires that awaken in a friend are also good for me to advance to the Creator, then I ask the Creator to help me absorb correctly those qualities and desires so that by them, I will come closer to the Creator. And I already have a certain partnership with the friend by which I acquire this, and I have a connection with the Creator here. And in such a way, we integrate in one another and advance. That's how we come closer to the Creator. We don't come closer to the Creator by moving forward, but rather by incorporating in one another. Advancement to spirituality is by us seemingly standing in place and only more and more connecting to one another.
Latin 7.
Muchas gracias, Rab. Buenos días. A veces la envidia, Rab, nos produce vergüenza o enojo.
Thank you, Rab. Good day. Sometimes envy causes us to feel shame when we want something that a friend has. What can I do with this feeling and so that I make sure that we can work with envy in the ten?
I don't think envy needs to be revealing in me or awaken in me shame. The fact that I see that my friend is successful in some quality by which he connects to the friends, connects to the Creator and moves forward more and more, then why? I'm ashamed of what? From my state? That's okay. It's always that way. But that state that I'm ashamed of awakens me to ask for forces from the Creator to advance as well. So the shame here in this place is beneficial shame. Okay.
Pero a veces no sentimos la fuerza para pedirle al Creador.
Yes, Rav, but sometimes we don't feel, we don't have the power to ask from the Creator. And it's unclear. Should I ask for myself, or there's some confusion here? How can I direct my attitude towards the friend?
Listen, Miguel, start working with what we're talking about right now. This is a very powerful means for spiritual advancement. Try to use the envy and what you see good in friends as you want this as well, and adhere to them in order to make with them the same actions. And this way you will advance. You'll see how beneficial this is. You'll see.
Can I have another question? About the spectator, like you said before, if it seems that there is some quality that is unattainable and the envy cools off, how do you work with that?
We need to constantly see how we see these things in friends so it will warm up our feeling of envy, and then we will be able to advance. We can't advance towards the Creator unless it's by acquiring through envy all kinds of qualities of bestowal from the friends. There's nothing we can do about it. This is a result of the shattering of the vessels. All the reasons, all these phenomena are as a result of the shattering of the one kli to many pieces. And that's why we need to try to use all those qualities and discernments that were created by the shattering in order to bring the kli back to its previous state.
Tel Aviv
3.
Rav, at what stage in composing the connection in the 10 does envy come in?
You need to awaken it. You can continue in such a way, who knows for how many more years like this. You just need to awaken the envy. And it has nothing to do with who of you is more of a veteran or newer, who knows more or knows less, who's more in spirituality or less in spirituality. Envy awakens in a person out of his effort to see what a friend has and what a friend doesn't have.
When the 10 is connected, it enters connection. Is there envy too there?
Of course, and then how? How? What kind of envy was there with the students of Rabbi Shimon where they wanted to kill one another?
Yes, but when the 10 starts to come together, we feel the friends as qualities of bestowal. It becomes a possession of the 10. So what is envy in those states of connection?
What I'm missing, that I'm missing such...
Yes. Entonces, tengo entendido...
Well, if I understood correctly,
que la envidia por las cualidades de los compañeros, de los amigos de la decena,
admiration awakens envy of the spiritual qualities, the good qualities of my friends. Is this what I need to be envious of?
Yes, of course, I need to envy all that my friends have by which they are advancing through adhesion to the Creator. Those qualities, those desires, those thoughts, those actions, I am envious of those. And I want to have that as well. How can I bring forth receiving those actions, desires, and thoughts as well? I turn to the Creator and ask Him that I also want it. Just like a little child that sees some toy with his friend, and so he comes to his mommy and cries that he wants it also. Moreover, do it, and you will see how the Creator will not hold back. He will give you.
Creo que a nuestra cultura la palabra envidia tiene una tremenda.
Rav, I think that in our culture, envy is associated with a negative emotional charge.
Yo creo y entiendo las preguntas de.
Psychologically, I understand the questions that come up. Is it always going to be some negative baggage?
Como revelación del mal dentro del proceso del bien.
Can we therefore describe it like the relation in the tent and the envy itself?
Envy itself can never be bad, even if it's corporeal envy or something, because it always awakens, it always evokes us, and that's why I don't ever look at it as something that is negative or bad. It always can bring us to critiquing and to scrutinies, and therefore I think that there's no better quality than envy. The result of the shattering of the vessels, it's a direct result of it, envy. And that way, in each and every one, we have the will to receive that is immersed in him, and that is the way he was connected to others before the shattering, and after the shattering, this connection became negative. So from that, actually, we've had envy established.
Excerpt number 2, Bala Sulam writes, the will to receive in the animate, which lacks the sensation of others, can only generate needs and desires to the extent that they are imprinted in that creature alone. But man, who can feel others too, becomes needy of everything that others have too, and is thus filled with envy to acquire everything that others have. If he has 100, he wants 200. And so his needs forever multiply until he wishes to devour all that there is in the whole world.
Cab, you free.
Shalom, Rav. A question from a friend. My ego causes me to find my friends at fault. How do I get from finding them at fault to envying them?
You need to think more. How and in what are you advancing towards the goal? What are you lacking for the goal? A desire. Where will you take that desire from? You were once like Adam HaRishon with a huge desire. Then it was shattered into pieces, and now you have just one very little piece from the totality of that big kli that was in the system of Adam HaRishon. How from that small kli do you come to that same big desire like you had once, where you were in the whole system? How do you get there? Only by envy. It's not just like that we took this topic now to learn before the convention. It's a very important topic because by it we grow our desires, our vessels. As without an increased vessel, we won't be able to advance to the goal. In order to be revealed, the Creator needs a certain vessel, which is called the se'ah, the quotient. Meaning, let's say he can't be revealed in a vessel that is, that can only handle, let's say, 1 gram of filling, or 10 grams, or a kilo, or 10 kilos. Let's say the spiritual sensation begins from us receiving, let's say, 10 kilos of filling. When we have a deficiency of 10 kilos filling, then we start to feel this filling as empty, and then as filling. And less than that, we don't feel it. That's how it is also in our feelings, in our sensations. There are certain instruments that discover that we are on certain sound waves, certain light waves, all kinds of waves that we don't yet perceive. We start to perceive them from a certain range, a certain measure of a certain phenomena, and until to another certain measure, in a certain range. So it's the same here. In order to reach a state in which we start to perceive spirituality, not corporeality, we need to increase our will to receive more than that which we received from the shattering of the vessels, where I have 1 gram of the will to receive. How do I make from it, let's say, 10 grams? That's only by me incorporating myself with others. How do I incorporate with other desires, other qualities, and all the other things that the friends have? Well, with their deficiency. That's why there's a matter that we are integrated together, we talk together, we learn together, and so on. And each of us is integrated with the other. And whoever does not incorporate with the other, or from the other, he has no chance of reaching the revelation of the Creator, because the Creator is revealed between us in my will to receive, where I increase it by the connection with my friends. Therefore, without envy, without the expansion of the vessel, we won't be able to reveal the Creator.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. So, what does he tell me? That a friend needs everything that his friends have, and he gets filled with envy to acquire everything that others have.
Yes.
Why should a person receive these things if he doesn't have them? It's very bad.
If I feel the other, what does it mean that I feel the other? That which is in his feeling as bad, and that which is in his feeling as good. That's considered that I feel the other. And then I connect to his feelings with my feelings, and I already increase, I magnify my vessels. That's how it is. That's how it is even in this world, between the people in this world.
But how can I distinguish between being drawn after materials that they have, you know, a car, a house, and versus something that is serious? How do I make this distinction?
Very simply, it's relative to the goal that is important to you.
Only that? Only the goal?
Yes, of course. Then according to what? What else? Only according to the purpose of life.
But naturally, I'm envious of, you know, I see a friend, somebody, and I'm very much jealous of him. I don't notice the spirituality he has. I'm envious of what he has. It's a bit hard for me to see how I can be envious of his spirituality.
Then scrutinize what you envy and what is worthwhile to be envious of. Because through envy, we build the spiritual vessel. And here we are in a spiritual action, a true spiritual deed. And by building this vessel, I'm already in a spiritual action. Listen, even though I don't have spirituality and I don't understand or know what that is, but the fact that I'm incorporated in friends in order to receive from them those tools, those vessels that I had prior to the sin of Adam HaRishon, prior to the shattering, it's already an act of correction. And then I correct my vessel in connecting to it more desires, additional correct desires for the attainment of the Creator. And this is how I advance, even though I'm not in attainment yet.
Tell me, Rav, the 10 asked a question, can I ask also? They're saying that the Creator was envious of men, of Adam. What is this thing that the Creator was envious of men?
Yes, as if it is, because the Creator envies us because we have free choice and the possibility of being above the will to receive. We will talk about that. That's called my sons have triumphed over me or defeated me.
Спасибо, учитель. Относительно вот этого расширения внутри десятки.
Thank you, teacher.
Внутренним свойством того.
In relation to what you said about the expansion and contraction in the ten, can I be envious of the inner qualities of the friend and be impressed from it and build a common prayer?
It's best to envy the desire, the deficiency of the friends by which they move forward towards connecting between them and connecting to the Creator. That's how it is.
Tov. David.
Rav, can I ask a question?
Yes.
The question is as follows. How can I not cool myself off and lower the friends, but rather to be on fire and to be envious of them more and more?
By me envying in them, it's a sign that they have more than I have. That's meaning they are greater than me. And then by me coming to them, I want to advance to what is greater than me. So by that, I acquire their vessels. I actually raise them by that. By what am I raising them? Because I become towards them as an achab, towards the galgalta inayim. And then we can be as a small partsuf from the big partsuf.
I see that they're greater than me. I see that I'm capable of being envious of them, but I cool myself off. I reject this feeling.
That's not good. What do you benefit from that? Other than you becoming calmer.
That's it. How can I not pacify myself, not cool myself off? How can I keep this fire of envy so that it will push me forward?
I need to convince myself on that. I need to convince myself about that. How could it be that I will calm down if it's truly cutting me off from coming closer to the Creator?
Latin.
Okay.
Hola, Rab. Pregunta de un amigo.
Shalom, Rab. Shalom, Javier.
Hello, Rab. A question by a friend.
Corregida del ego. De ser así, hay que usarla todo el tiempo hacia
los amigos. Is envy the corrected form of the ego? And if so, should we use it all the time? How can we give contentment to the Creator through this action?
Lagdil et haratzon lekabel shelanu.
When we try to magnify our will to receive through envy, lust, and honor, and to rise above our degree to a higher up degree, by that we are bringing contentment to the Creator. It's not important how much we succeed or don't. Success is done by Him. It's like a little child with his mother, where the main thing for him is to somehow participate. But the mother will do everything for him. That's how it will happen.
Barur.
Clear?
Bulgaria.
Привет, Раф. В какво е разликата между добрата завист и възхищението и възвеличаването на другаря, на твореца?
What is the difference between the good envy, admiration, and wanting to make the friend greater, like the Creator?
Good envy is where I want to have what the friend has, and I thank the friend for awakening in me this envy, meaning that in such a way he's helping me increase my vessels. And bad envy is the opposite, where what I see in the friend that I don't have, I want him not to have it either. That's called bad envy. Just like there's a joke that he wants the other to have double than what you get. Then take out one of my eyes so that you'll take out both of his eyes. Yes? That's how it is.
But
did you find something there?
Yes, quote number 13. Rabash writes, quote 13, the author of the book Reishit Chokhmah, in the gate of humbleness, brings an allegory. There is a story about one who was greedy, meaning that he coveted everything he saw, and one who was jealous, who was always jealous of what others had, even though he did not need this thing. But why did the other one have it? They were walking together. The king met them along the way and said to them, one of you will ask me for something and I will give it to him, but then I will give the other one twice as much as I have given the first one. The greedy one wanted both parts, so he did not want to ask first. The other one also did not want to ask first because he would be jealous of the other if he received twice what he was given. In the end, the greedy persuaded the jealous to ask first. What did the jealous one ask for do? He requested that one of his own eyes would be poked out, so the other one would receive twice as much, and both his eyes would be poked out. This is the difference between envy and lust.
Yes, that's how it is.
Kavkaz.
Okay, we still have Kavkaz.
Да, здравствуйте, Раф. Вот я хотел спросить, есть вот такие свойства у товарищей, либо очень трудно достижимые, либо вообще недостижимые?
There are qualities of the friends that are very hard to attain, or maybe even impossible. Should I be envious of such qualities? If I do, I simply want to forget about this envy, leave it aside. What should I do correctly? Be envious and ask of the Creator?
Envy and ask the Creator to help me acquire those qualities and advance towards the Creator by them.
Rehovot.
Да, у меня есть зависть большая к мудрецам и к Раву. Как зависть?
I feel great envy towards the sages and Rav. How can I have envy towards the friends to the same measure?
I need to work on that. If I don't see each and every friend as being greater than me, it's a sign that I have great flaws in my spiritual work. Because there's no such thing that someone seems to you as lesser than you. It could be that he's truly lesser than you in knowledge, let's say. in the study of 10 Sfirot or all kinds of things like that. But it's not that he's lesser than you in his stance, in his standing, in your internal way of his soul, in spirituality. Hence, we should not negate anyone, no one. If possible, you raise each and every one to the degree of Ein Sof, all of your friends. If you don't do that, it's a sign that you're still lacking in your spiritual work.
Еще можно немножко продолжить по поводу, есть зависть к усилиям товарищей, но не каким-то там свойствам определенным.
There is also envy in the efforts that the friends are investing, but not in particular qualities, but actually the efforts that they're investing.
It's very nice that you're envious of the effort that they can do and you can't do. That's very nice. That's very good. Because the effort, according to the effort, you can at least say that they're greater. But we need to come to a state where we also envy all the friends, every single one of them, that I feel myself lesser than everyone, that I feel myself as the smallest of them all, where barely I exist amongst all the people of the world. That is what we need to reach. Remember what Baal HaSulam writes, and also Rabash, in the articles about the society.
¿Cómo evitamos caer en la decena en una zona de en la que todos vemos grandes a los amigos y tenemos relaciones agradables?
How can we prevent ourselves from falling to some place of comfort and remain there? Because it's comfortable, like it's nice, like we see our friends as great, and that's it.
You should follow each other, not let anyone fall asleep, not letting anyone go and become indifferent or despaired, but rather always try to warm up a place in the center of the group that everyone can feel themselves on fire there. There's nothing to do. And that's how you advance.
Carmiel.
Carmiel.
I am often envious in my devotion and consistency of my friends. Is it correct to want to cause the friends to be jealous of me?
Maybe. Yes, yes. If you're doing that in a clean manner, pure, not for the sake of yourselves or wanting something, but only to push them to spirituality, to connection, do it. Rabash writes all these things in his articles. You're asking really about what's written there in an apparent way, in the social article. Which qualities must I search for in a friend in order to be envious about it, so that this envy will take me as fast as possible to the Creator?
Goldman.
What qualities should I find in the Creator, in the friend, sorry, so that by them I can reach a connection with the Creator very fast? Job. Rav. How can we awaken in our society a force of envy that will give us a desire, a force, an impulse, a push to advance very quickly towards the goal? How can we awaken envy in each and every friend and in all the friends? What advice can you give us? Because without awakening envy, when each of us has a fire burning inside and we can increase the connection, the proximity, coming closer, we won't reach the goal. Envy is the key here. It's the real key. It's the main point by which we advance. How can we awaken it in a constant way, permanent way?
Citut Mispar Shalosh, Koteva Rabash.
Quote number 3. Rabash writes, person has qualities that his parents bequeathed to their children, and he has qualities that he acquired from the society, which is a new possession. And this comes to him only through bonding with the society. And the envy that he feels towards the friends, when he sees that they have better qualities than his own, it motivates him to acquire their good qualities, which he doesn't have, and of which he is jealous. Thus, through the society, he gains new qualities that he adopts by seeing that they are at a higher degree than his, and he is envious of them. This is the reason why now he can be greater than when he didn't have a society, since he acquires new powers through the society.
Скажите, пожалуйста, вот вы когда-то я вам задавал вопрос о зависти, вы сказали, ответили мне, что стремись к объединению и.
I once asked about envy, and you told me that you need to yearn for connection and everything will succeed. Did I understand correctly, in today's lesson that the jealousy is the result of this, that I want to help the friends, meaning that I'm so small and I want to adhere to them and I want to acquire their qualities, that I succeed in connecting with them, I'm helping them by connecting, helping them connect more to be an adhesion.
Yes, that's correct. The thing is, we were connected prior to the sin of the tree of knowledge, before the shattering of the vessels of Adam Rishon. And in the connection between us, we were all incorporated in everyone else ideally. Later, by the shattering, each one detached from the other. Then it turns out that in each one, what others have is lacking. Before the shattering, we were all incorporated in everyone else. Now, what each one has is only his point, and he doesn't have all the other qualities. Without connecting it to himself, he cannot discover the Creator in them. That's why the revelation of the Creator depends on how much incorporated in the qualities of others. That's what he says. The only thing you're lacking is to come out to the field that the Lord has blessed and to collect these drooped organs that are not that are part of your soul. That's what we should do. That's all. This is our work. That's called the work of the field. The field that the Lord is blessed. When in this field we find all our broken vessels and we want to connect them to be incorporated in them. And that's all done by envy, truly by envy. When I envy the friends who have, because I'm in my ego, so I see what they have and I don't, and I'm envious. By that, I come closer to them, I'm incorporated in them. That's how I reach the full integration that Adam Rishon has as a matter of the envy. It's not to simply play. It's truly correct our broken vessel. By this, we come closer to the purpose of life, the purpose of creation. PT
17.
Any person convince himself to be jealous of his friends? Or is this the work of his environment?
No, it's the environment that should influence each and everyone. Just to come and to envy the friends, no. Our egoistic desire won't let me do it because it wants to rest. What the ego wants is fulfillment and rest. And it's willing to let go of the rest only in order to get some fulfillment. And by seeing the friends that they have and he doesn't, that's not yet enough for him to surrender the rest.
Meaning it's not that I have to go and try to convince myself, look how great they are. I don't see that work so much.
That's true. That's true. You have to decide about this together between us in the ten, and each should help his friend, as Rabash writes in the articles of the society.
Rav, is it right to say that without awakening in myself, even a little bit, the desire to bestow to the friends the correct jealousy cannot awaken in me for the friends?
Well, it may be. So if you have this opportunity, yes.
Meaning, if I don't have the force awakening me, how can I be jealous?
Ask. Tell them, guys, I'm dead. I can't do anything. Please, talk to me. Awaken me in any which way you can. I myself, I'm dead. That's all. And then you'll see that if you ask correctly, they'll wake up and give you that. And then you'll start waking up. Just like we get from the example of Baal Shem Tov, that his helper, his servant told him Aleph, Bet, Gimel, A, B, C, the letters.
Usually I'm afraid to just present myself this way, not to harm the friends. You say it's okay?
Don't be afraid of harming the friends. If you're thinking about the general goal of everyone, well, try to reach out to them and you'll see that they're enjoying it.
PT 23. Friends talk about jealousy in a friend who's like in complete nullification from himself, and that's what we should be jealous of, but it's something that we don't see revealed to the eye. How do we be jealous of these qualities?
That's also something that should be praised if we have envy in the friends, but it's under the condition that we're aimed correctly to locate such qualities, to appreciate them. We have to talk about it. There are such articles by Rabash, Baal HaSulam in general, the wisdom of Kabbalah, how important subjugation it is, how beneficial it is to the spiritual correction. Yes. Okay, what else? What are we going to do? Well, let's see, Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, если я вас правильно понял, то зависть — это такой механизм эволюции по тому, чтобы создать обратно душу Адама
и Ишона. Like an evolutionary mechanism to awaken the soul of Adama Rishon anew by acquiring the qualities of the friends. How do we pass it
onto this? By that, you're building the Kli of Adam Rishon. When you're incorporating in each other and you really want to be integrated as a complete system, one in the other, so that's basically building the vessel of Adam Rishon, the building itself. Yes?
Просто потому что я завидую свойству товарища одному, второму, третьему, четвертому. Это же еще, ну,
only because I am envy of the qualities of the one friend, another. From that, the soul of Adam Rishon is built. You first of all see these things you're envious about. You're thankful to the Creator for bringing you to see the friends being great, and that you may envy them. You're thankful to the Creator that you can integrate in them, and so you will grow along with them together, because you're incorporating in their qualities, and you're hoping that they too will incorporate in your qualities. Meaning this whole process is already a process of connection and building one general Kli to reveal the Creator.
Предположим, ну, постарался увидеть в товарище какие-то там свойства, которым я завидую. А насколько
должен
в них включиться в эти свойства?
I saw some qualities in the friends by which I am jealous of. How deep do I have to incorporate in them? You want them to be yours, so that you too will incorporate in these qualities. By having these qualities, when you're incorporated in the friends, well, you're incorporated by that in a certain spiritual system. These innate qualities you have, these are your beast. And the qualities that you acquire from your friends, this is your soul. That's how you should see. That's how one should see the other. Latin 2.
Gracias, Rav, por la oportunidad. La pregunta.
Thank you, Rav, for the opportunity. The question is, over the course of the workshop, we felt joy from each friend. Is this the field, the blessed field, that we must work upon, the field of mutual happiness?
The
field that the Lord has blessed is called all the desires by the friends that are aimed at the purpose of creation, and I'm envious of them, and I can also connect to them, and it's either I take them to me and I work with them, or I'm incorporated in the friends and I don't work with them there. But either way, I connect with my friends. Or either the connection seems to me in me or in them. But later, I locate it to be a connection between us. That's how I reach a new common Kli where the Creator is revealed.